just reminding everybody, we're getting lost, started a little later.
Good morning. If you will, turn with me to Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Proverbs 27, 17 says, iron sharpeneth iron. Now, if anybody knows anything about metal, you know that's true. You know, especially like on my job, I have an axe that I use to chop things with, and I have to file, and I have to sharpen that axe. Now, if I do it right, I make a good clean edge. I make it sharp. But if I don't do it right, it's dull. So let's read the entire verse. Iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend? You mean you can have an effect on somebody else? Yes. We can have an effect on somebody else. We can have a positive effect on somebody else. But then there's the other side. We can also have a negative effect.
That's right.
It's all about our walk. It's all about how we're living our life. The choices we make and what we do, what we say. It's very important. Extremely important. Extremely important for parents, grandparents, just anybody. It's very important to keep our mind focused on God, on God's way, on godly things, on good things in life. For it says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. We can have good and positive influences on people around us. But we have to take an effect. Somebody else can have effects on us as well. I'm sure everyone here is pretty much familiar with 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Well, if you're not familiar with it, get familiar with it. Be not deceived, brethren. Evil communications corrupt good manners. If we're spending our time, if we're choosing to spend our time amongst evil communications, that's people living an ungodly life, choosing ungodly friends, being with the wicked. Brothers and sisters, if we choose to be alongside that, if we choose to be with those, brothers and sisters, it's going to corrupt good manners. So you mean to tell me a child of God can be corrupted? Yes, very much so. And brethren, if we're a child of God, we're going to feel that conviction. We're going to feel that. But brethren, it's very important, as soon as you feel that, repent. Get out of it.
Amen.
Because the more and more we allow it to get into our lives, the less and less we're going to feel. The less and less convicted we're going to get. And brethren, we can get to that point that we are seared. We can get to that point that it no longer bothers us. And that's in a bad condition to be in. So, evil communications corrupt good manners. That's a faithful saying. It's the word of God. Brethren, we need to abhor from evil. We need to abstain from evil. We need to get away from it. Now, I understand. I understand we live in a fallen world. We don't get to choose a lot of the times on who we interact with on a day-to-day basis. In your job, at the grocery store, wherever, school, it doesn't matter. Brothers and sisters, we don't have a choice sometimes. But the more time we choose to spend in God's Word, the more time we choose to spend in His service and having godly things on our mind, it's going to have less effect on us.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we can use this in a day-to-day life. We can use it, like in Ephesians, later in Ephesians, the armor of God. We need to be holding and we need to be putting the armor on. God gave it to us for a reason. It is of no effect if we don't use it. It's of no effect if we don't arm ourselves with it. So, iron sharpeneth iron. So that means, you know, as a man can sharpen the countenance of his friend. So we can have a positive influence on somebody's life. And Like it says, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Brothers and sisters, you may not think that somebody's watching you, but I guarantee you there's somebody who's watching. There's always someone who can see you in their life. And brethren, here's a sobering thought. The only sermon some people may hear is your life. That convicts me, as it should all of us. I think back on times that I have been out in public or whatever and acted a fool, especially in my youth or whatnot. You know, I didn't spend much time bringing glory and honor to God. Well, guess what? I can't change the past, but I can change the future. Amen. I can change now. I can start again. I can start afresh. So, let's do that. Let's not be an evil communication for someone else. Let's not be a bad influence on someone else. Let's be a good example. Let's set the bar, especially for parents. You know, I'm a new parent. That's my thing. I've got to start now. I've got to be that good example. I've got to set the standards. Well, brothers and sisters, I've got the standards right here. I've got them right here. I don't have to worry. Well, I need to be concerned, but I don't have to worry. If I am keeping my nose in a book, if I am trying to live a godly life, I'm trying to keep evil communications away. Now, real quick, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him, speaking of Christ, and have been taught by him, and the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations of the old man. Put off that old man. The old sin nature that we have, our closest foe, let's put it off. That ye put off concerning the former conversations of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That sounds familiar. Like back in Romans 12, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need to be keeping this word, keeping God's word fresh in our mind. We need to be reading it more so we know how to use it. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Brothers and sisters, like that armor of God, we need to be putting on the new man. We need to be putting on what God has given us. And we need to be showing forth, making our light shine forth and being that good example. In the interest of time, just skip down to verse 29. Let not corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. There it is. Let not corrupt communications proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. There it is, being that good example. We need to be a good example. You don't see a good example? Be one yourself. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that you may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, when we're being that bad influence, when we're letting that evil communication proceed out of our mouth, that is grieving the Holy Spirit. The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit, and it will witness to us when we hear good or when we see evil. We need to be learning to have our minds and hearts tuned towards God, that we're able to see it better. We're able to distinguish it better. And the more we know the truth, the better we'll know when it's a lie.
That's right.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speakings be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. That's another one of those convictions right there. Forgive as Christ has forgiven me? What did God forgive us for? Through Christ's sake, he's forgiven us everything. There is not a single thing that can be laid to the charge of God's elect. That's a truth, Rod. Brothers and sisters, we need to lay hold to that truth. God has forgiven me all. Has put my sins as far as they can't even be remembered. As we've been hearing lately about justification. Just if I've never sinned. He's forgiven all. So I should live for Him. I need to try my best to be as Him. Lord told us that as a disciple, it is enough for the disciple to be as his master. Brothers and sisters, that's our example. Christ, in bodily form here on earth, the way He lived, His Word, that's our example. That's what we need to be living. Like I said, if we don't have a good example or whatever, we need to try to be a good example by using the best example we have available. So earlier when I started, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Brothers and sisters, we need to be that good influence on somebody else. You may not think there's somebody watching, but I guarantee you there is. There's younger ones that's watching the older ones. There's kids watching the parents. It's a vicious cycle. If we do bad and our kids see the bad, they're going to grow up going bad. Over in Proverbs it says, train up a child in the way that he should go. We need to be training ourselves. We need to be listening and hearing and doing in His kingdom. We need to be reading the Word, focusing more on the truth. Because if we know more truth, we're going to know when it's lies. We're going to know when it's false teaching. So brothers and sisters, let's study the original. Let's sharpen our minds. Let's use that tool. This is a tool for us to use. Let's sharpen it. So we can be sharp and we can use it in our day-to-day life. You know, the word of the Lord is like a two-edged sword. What good is a sword if it's not sharp? What good is a weapon that you have if it's not yielded properly? What good is armor if it's not put on? See, it's all connected. If you don't use it, if you don't put it on, it doesn't do you any good. So, brethren, let's, above all, let's be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. But let's not let the corrupt communications out of our mouth. We need to be good examples, because someone is always watching. But I'll leave you with this. If you don't believe anybody else is watching you here on earth, the Lord is watching. God is always watching. So brothers and sisters, let's be good. Let's cease from evil communications. Let's be that good example. Let's try to live that godly life. May the Lord bless you.